you to bring up anything you want. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can talk to us on Skype as well. If you have Skype, you can add us as a contact and use the name lrn.fm. We'll add you as a contact once you request it, and then you'll be able to call us on Skype. lrn.fm is the username there. Again, toll-free number is 855-453. Joining you in studio, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
So we've got another story here that is in regards to the police raiding a home, and it's another really unfortunate one. Thankfully, no one died this time, but it's always unfortunate when it happens to your grandmother. Story from CourierPress.com. 68-year-old Evansville woman who was at home with her granddaughter last June when police in SWAT gear tossed in flash grenades into her home and forced their way inside to serve a warrant has filed a lawsuit against the
city warrant
and the Evansville Police Department. Police came out empty-handed in search for evidence about threatening internet posts, but only after damaging the house, handcuffing the woman and her granddaughter, and seizing their computers, according to the lawsuit filed in U.S. District Court in Evansville. The lawsuit charges the police violated Louise Milan's constitutional right against unreasonable search and seizure, that police were negligent, and that the incident caused Milan emotional stress. The actions of the officers were done with malicious intent to cause severe mental and emotional distress to Milan, according to the lawsuit. It names the city, police department, police chief Billy Bolin, and unknown officer of the Evansville Police Department and SWAT team as defendants. Attorneys for the city and Milan could not be reached for comments on Monday. However, the police chief said the city has already paid for damage to the house that was caused by the raid. Now, that I find hard to believe.
Surprising.
Normally, if they kick in your front door, you don't get anything from the city. You don't get an apology, let alone a check.
Yeah, I'm surprised to hear that myself, frankly.
So I question what that what he means when he says that the damage has been paid for. But on June 21st, 2012, the Evansville Police Department and officers of the EPD and its SWAT team executed a search warrant for computer devices and raided Milan's residence with a local television news crew in tow to memorialize the raid, according
to
the lawsuit.
If my wife and son got threatened by police that kicked the door in and put them in handcuffs and searched the house, my smallest concern would be the door. My concern would be, what did you trigger-happy creeps do to my life and my family? That's what my concern would be. My concern would be my loved ones that got handcuffed, my son that saw his mother, grandmother, put in handcuffs by these people all over some kind of suspected nasty thing written on the internet.
Right, and if you know anything about the internet, you know, a small level of technical knowledge is necessary for this little bit of information that I will relay to you here, and that is that an IP address is assigned to your household, to the router that you have. It is using one IP address. You may have five computers in your home. You know, your granddaughter might have one, grandma and grandpa might have one, there might be somebody, you know, a grandson or a son visiting, or, you know, there could be all variety of computers. Mark, you've got a security guy that lives at your house.
Yes, too.
Okay, well, anyway, he might be back at some point, but he lives outside of your home in a kind of a home off-site, you know, off-site guest home, if you will, and, he's accessing your same internet connection. So if he decides to post something to an internet forum that the police determine is threatening, your house gets raided for that.
A lot of people don't have their routers secured.
Yeah.
So somebody could just be doing it from the street or the next house over.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Some guy in a van could be parked across the street and using your internet connection to post threats online, and you would become the victim of a police raid. If it's okay for the police to raid somebody's home and toss in flash grenades over internet posts? Really? I mean, how many threats are made? How many idle threats are made on the internet on a daily basis?
A lot.
Have to be countless threats. Because everybody, you know, people feel more brave when they're hiding behind their computer, so they'll say things that they otherwise wouldn't normally mean or don't really actually intend. But let's continue on with what the lawsuit states.
Well, I don't think people should be able to just make idle threats on the make threats on the internet. If it's a threat of physical harm, I don't think they should be able to do it. But I don't know how you stop them, because the fact is that this an IP address is not sufficient for knowing who did it.
Right. I agree with you that you shouldn't be threatening people, but I don't think a police raid is going to solve that problem.
I would say that.
That seems like a you know, on the scale of force responding to force, because normally, you know, if somebody attacks you, you have the right to use force to defend yourself, and you have the right to use enough force to stop the attack from happening. But in this case, that seems like a real escalation of force beyond what was initially called for. So let's continue on here. I mean, wouldn't you be able to intimidate somebody simply by bringing the police to a home
right.
and knocking on the door?
One police officer knocking on the door and saying, excuse me, we've had complaints from this IP address that's assigned to this household. There have been threatening messages you know, posted here. Can I talk to you about that for a minute?
Right. That should be sufficient, I would think. But
how many people live
enough
in this house? You know, a line of questioning.
But that wasn't enough. Only Ms. Milan and her 18-year-old granddaughter Stephanie were home at the time. The lawsuit continues. Quote, the officers smashed Milan's window and storm door and threw in two flashbang grenades that created property damage in addition to the destroyed window and storm door. The officers used flashbang grenades despite the fact that there were no threatening suspects visible. Milan and her daughter were ordered onto the floor at gunpoint, handcuffed, and paraded in front of their neighbors into police vehicles. Both were detained and questioned by the officers.
Good for her for suing. Sue the pants off those people. Oh, are you kidding me for an internet message?
And guess what? After confiscating their computers and a cell phone, it was later determined that someone remotely accessed the home's wireless internet connection, and the Milans were not involved. I've met with the Milan family several times, said the police chief. They're nice people. And you may be a nice person in general to your family and the people you care about, but what you did in this case with your officers wasn't very nice. It was thoughtless, it was outrageous, it was ridiculous, and it was dangerous. And I hope that they have some success with this lawsuit. I hope we get an update about it, because usually, you know, we just hear there's so many of these police raid stories, it's hard to give you updates because we don't know what they are, because sometimes the news doesn't report on the updates, or if they do report on it, they don't necessarily make it here to Free Talk Live. So if you become aware of an update to this story, let us know. The officers were executing a search warrant looking for evidence of who made anonymous posts threatening the Evansville Police Department.
Oh, it wasn't just you or me. It was the police department.
Right. So would they have responded with the same amount of force?
It wasn't an actual threat. Is it like, okay, I'm going to burn the place down? Is it an actual threat? Or is it,
they
just
give you the text of
their nose out of joint because a contempt of cop.
Right. They don't give you the text of the alleged threats.
Right. So, you know, so at this point, we have no evidence as the, you know, the public here, we the people, supposedly, you know, the government, the customers of these people, we have no evidence to back up their claim. I mean, it's the police department. They could have very easily told the press what the claim, what the, the statement was.
They could have made up that they had threats made against them. They could have wanted to raid this house for another reason, and this was the cover.
And I was really surprised when they said that this was a raid for some kind of a threat made on the internet. I was like, really? The police officers are, you know, police are going to go make a do a raid because somebody threatened to beat somebody else up on the internet? It's a threat against an alleged threat against the police department. We don't even know what that threat is. It's just an alleged threat against the police department.
So what do you think would happen if you went into the police department and said, Officer Nemi Jones has threatened me online. I got this threat
from her. That would be scary, too.
You would get laughed out of the police department. They'd say, she's a girl. And you would say, but she carries a weapon. Oh,
well, what if it was the reverse? What if you went into the police department and said, the Mark Edge sent me a threatening message on Facebook. He said he was going to break my legs. What can you do about that, officer? And what would they do about it?
I don't know. I don't think much.
They sure as hell wouldn't do an armed police raid on somebody's house. At least you don't think they would.
They would probably give Mark a call and say, Mark, leave Nemi alone like she's been telling you all along.
Maybe. Maybe.
And then you
they
could.
They might pick up a telephone.
They might pick up a telephone. Well, I don't know, Mark. I'm kind of cute. They might not pick it up for you.
They might not. I don't know. It's difficult to know. I got a record. They'll have to just come out and shoot
but
me.
But no, they're not going to send anybody out.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But the idea that they can just do this over an alleged threat, just raid your house, take all your computers, and then give them back to you whenever they feel like it, that's pretty disturbing. Free Talk Live.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system. On a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Vibe. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features. And corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from mother's ingenuity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system. On a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, dial in toll free, bring up whatever you want, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online, head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that awaits you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. And you can download archives. Go grab as many episodes of the show as you'd like. Last 7 days worth are at the top of the website at freetalklive.com. Click to the archives section to get access to even more than that. All of it is totally free. So head on over to freetalklive.com. Plus, there's our SoundCloud page as well, where you can get access to even more than just the regular archives, including the Edgington Post episodes that Mark does on a pretty much a weekly basis, sometimes more often. In addition to that, we'll post things like interviews that we performed there as well. So the Carlos Miller interview that we did Saturday night, I did clip that out, so it's its own interview. So if you wanted to just share that interview with other listeners or with your friends, for instance, on Facebook, you could do that as well. That's all over at the SoundCloud page, soundcloud.freetalklive.com, or if you're at freetalklive.com, it's on the left-hand side of the page under Listen and Share.
Folks, Valentine's Day is coming up. There's nothing you're going to be able to do about it. It's on its way. And, you know, among the list of things that you might get for somebody on Valentine's Day is candy. And one thing's for certain, store-bought candy sucks. You can go get them Stateless Sweets. You can get the person that you love Stateless Sweets. And, you know, this is the best candy you're going to find. Ian, what's your experience in having some Stateless Sweets?
I do enjoy the fudge, but I've enjoyed everything that that I've had from Stateless Sweets.
Now, I just found out a little bit of new information. Not only do they have sort of regular handmade, all-natural confections, but they've got paleo and diabetic-friendly options, too. There are memberships in case you want to sign up your loved one for monthly deliveries of Stateless Sweets. And so you can do that for yourself or for a friend, or you can do it for yourself and a friend if you'd like. There's English toffee, cinnamon caramel fudge, the chocolate covered pistachio brittle will make you weep with ecstasy. I'm telling you, this stuff is delicious. And your loved one will stab your eyes out with a fork if you don't get them Stateless Sweets. Consider yourself warned. Use coupon code FTL to save 10% off statelesssweets.com.
So 855 450 free, that's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can bring up absolutely anything that you want. The police raids on innocent people, innocent grandmothers, Evansville SWAT team raiding grandma's house because an alleged threat against the police department was posted from her IP address. Well, later, the police arrested Derek Murray, a suspected gang leader who lived nearby in his mother's house. He admitted in federal court earlier this month that he used his smartphone to connect to a wireless internet router in Milan's house and post the threats. Access to the router connection was not protected by a password. But even if you do have password protection, a determined cracker hacker could absolutely get in. It's just a matter of time and effort.
That's true. Because they don't have the, you know, if it's a bank password or whatever, you get like 3 shots at it and then your account's shut down. But when it comes to a password for a router,
Wi-Fi, you can try and try again.
They can set up some little gizmo that just runs through, you know, a million different password combinations in a minute and just keeps on trying like the million monkeys typing for a million years.
After the incident, Police Chief Boland told the Courier and Press the police had definitely traced the post back to an internet address associated with the house and had no way of knowing if they were made from within. So he admits they didn't know. They had no way of knowing that if the posts were made from within. But you know what? We got all these flashbangs, and it's been a while since we've set them off. Let's go for it, boys. It's not like we'll have to do anything to make good or make right. It's not like we'll be held responsible for this. It's not like even if this federal lawsuit moves through the system and is a success, which it may not be, because the federal court may just be like, well, the threat poster is the police.
It's the police.
Okay. So even if this does actually have success, this suit, it's not like Chief Boland's going to have to take a pay cut. It's not like any of the officers.
It happened under his watch.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't see why he shouldn't. I don't see why he shouldn't pay for all the repairs in these people's house and come with his hat in his hand saying, I'm sorry. I'm sorry this happened. I'm sorry it happened on my watch, and it'll never happen again, and I hope you can accept my apology.
No,
I'm glad you said that, because, Ian, you read the quote here. I've met with the Milan family several times. They are nice people.
Yep.
Now, if someone had busted into my house and treated me the way these people were treated, I wouldn't want to deal with them. I certainly wouldn't be nice, but I would be scared to death to deal with these people.
Mm. After the incident, he said they didn't know if they were made from within. Police noted at the time the threats mentioned using guns and explosives. And speaking generally, he said that anytime special teams or SWAT personnel are needed, police have to act in a way that ensures officer safety. And that's his excuse for throwing in a flashbang.
Sure.
And, you know, these are things that have, in some cases, like these gas grenades and things like that, they've caught houses on fire before. I'd like to point that out.
It's happened.
It's going to be a nasty cleanup anyway because there's chemicals and things like that involved in the stuff that they throw into folks' homes. But sometimes there'll be some sort of off-putting of flame as the chemicals spray out or whatever, the gases or the flash comes out that will ignite something nearby. And we've seen stories where people's homes have been burned to the ground because of a police raid. And, of course, the police were raiding the wrong home.
We didn't mean to burn it down, so it's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
That's really, they say that stuff.
Yeah, they've been found not culpable for any kind of damage in those cases. Well, we were there for the right reasons. We believe we were right. So, in other news, or rather in related news, Stephen Greenhut over at lewrockwell.com writes about this idea that the police are putting their lives on the line, right? That grandmother, she could have been an internet threatener. And she might have had a gun next to her and shot up those officers. Those officers had their lives on the line that day when they raided that 68-year-old woman's house.
They were keeping us safe from the threats that were made against them.
And Stephen Greenhut says America's two biggest groups of scammers have got to be police officers and firefighters, whose union reps routinely tell Americans that their members, but you're not a union firefighter, right?
That's true.
That their members put their lives on the line every day simply by slipping into their uniforms. They really use that terminology as they lobby for donning and doffing rules that give them extra pay for the time they spend slipping into their government-supplied garments. But the latest data from the Federal Bureau of Labor Statistics once again show that these groups of government employees work in relatively safe professions, with firefighters having a lower death rate than the average American worker and barely edging out cashiers in terms of putting their lives on the line.
The year that's not true for is 2001.
What do you mean?
Well, there was a year that firefighters had a very high death toll.
But you're saying every other year, not
That's
so much.
True.
Most cashiers are killed on the job because
most firefighters die from heart attacks.
And is that counted into the statistics?
Yes. Yeah. If you go home like 3 hours after a call or something like that, have a heart attack, it counts.
Yeah.
If you consider for a second,
do they count that for cashiers? If a cashier doesn't die,
unfortunately, no.
And I'm not sure how many hours it is after a shift that counts. But if you'll consider that if you're on shift and it's say 12 hours after shift and you're 24 on, 48 off, half of your life is covered.
All right, toll-free number tonight. There's more to this story here in moments, 855-453, if you'd like to get your thoughts in. Are these people really the heroes that they want you to believe that they are? You can take control here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Also, you can Skype to us at lrn.fm. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent. What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the Freeze-Dry Guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House Survival Buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House Survival Buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want, and you can do it toll-free, 855-450-FREE, SACL, C-A-I, toll-free line. Join us online over at freetalklive.com. Tonight, it's Ian here.
Nemi.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can enjoy a lot of different features on our website. But if you like what we're doing, you can throw something in the Bitcoin tip jar. Just go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. And that allows you to find our Bitcoin address. There's also some links there that'll be useful for you. Maybe you don't know much about Bitcoin yet. There are some links there that can help you learn about the Bitcoin. And also a link that'll take you to BitInstant.com to help you get some Bitcoins.
That's right. BitInstant.com is the fastest, safest, and easiest way to acquire Bitcoins. BitInstant.com makes it easy for you to get Bitcoins sent directly to your Bitcoin wallet or wherever you want them sit. All you have to do is go to BitInstant.com. You can either go on your, you have to go on your computer, but you can deposit money either from online, or you can do it through more than a million locations worldwide. All you have to do is go to their website, select how you want to fund your account, where your account is, and make the deposit. It's that easy. It's BitInstant.com.
We continue here with LouRockwell.com's Stephen Greenhut talking about how there's a lot of claims going on out there by the police departments and the firemen's unions and such about how heroic their officers are. And I have no doubt there are certain situations in which the officers behaved heroically. However, but they would like you to believe that their officers are at a greater risk than others. Our officers put their lives on the line every day. They are out there risking life and limb for your freedom. Which, of course, we know they're actually out there writing tickets for the most part and aggressing against peaceful people. But every now and then they probably do go after a real bad guy, and that's good. And, you know, I support the police going after real bad guys. I was interviewed today by WBIN-TV in regards to some controversy, more controversy about the Cynthia Chase situation here in New Hampshire. They wanted to talk to Daryl Perry and myself, and one of the issues came up about, you know, we got onto a variety of different topics during the interview, and I brought up that I would like to see the police doing real crimes. I mean, enforcing real laws about crimes with victims, not this nonsense with giving out speeding tickets and arresting people for having a plant on their person or in their pocket or something like that. And I think that a lot of people agree with that. In fact, there are some legislative, legislative efforts moving forward in certain states, including New Hampshire now, that will possibly legalize the medicinal, or not just medicinal, but the recreational use of cannabis. So maybe we'll see some progress going in that direction. But the police want you to believe they're really putting it all on the line, and it's a really risky profession. But according to the statistics, according to Stephen Greenhut here, the Bureau of Labor Statistics says that these are relatively safe professions. Firefighters have a lower death rate than the average American worker and barely edging out cashiers in terms of putting their lives on the line. Most cashiers are killed on the job because of homicides, whereas a quarter of firefighter deaths are from truck accidents. And the numbers have declined, apparently, after concerted efforts to convince these heroes to buckle their seatbelts
and stop riding on the back of the truck.
Fishermen, loggers, pilots, and farmers and ranchers have the most dangerous jobs in America.
Sometimes the police will break the top 10.
Police officers and sheriffs fall below farmers, but above construction workers. About half of their deaths are because of car accidents, often the fault of their own driving habits. The list looks at data over a longer period and reinforces, it's a different list. This list over at hubpages.com looks over the data over a longer period and reinforces the same point. None of the top 10 dangerous jobs are in the government public safety area, and only one category, trash collectors, is dominated by government employees. I've known people who work in a number of the most dangerous professions: taxi drivers, truck drivers, trash collectors, electrical line workers, loggers, fishermen, pilots, roofers, coal miners, and farmers.
These are real American heroes. Yeah.
And I cannot ever recall any of them insisting to me personally or publicly that they are heroes who put their lives on the line.
I don't think that I have ever. It'd be foolish and pretty self-righteous for an individual police officer or firefighter to claim to be a hero. I think that
they do say they put their lives on the line. We've heard them make that claim.
Yeah, I think that they say that they
more
put their
so
lives
more so police
on.
Officers than firefighters.
I've got a firefighter cup from the Nokomis Volunteer Fire Department that says, "So that others might live."
Okay.
Suggesting that they'd give their lives, right?
That's the suggestion. And, you know, I think we're told to gear up and, of course, take all the safety precautions that there are. But it's pretty rare that you're going to be having a situation where you have to save somebody out of a building. It's just rare.
Once in a while, I'll hear a farmer insist that it's thanks to his kind that we have food on our table. But even that's a rarity. And it's usually part of a political campaign to keep the environmental crazies from restricting his water or property use. I can't recall ever telling people that by writing this article, I'm a hero of the First Amendment. As annoying as my profession might be, I don't know any journalists who would argue such an absurdity. By contrast, police officers and paid government firefighters, as opposed to the largely noble group of volunteers who provide this service to the public for free, despite the harassment they receive from firefighter unions who try to put them out of business, always insist that they are heroes.
Thank you for your service, Mark.
Well, you know, some volunteers get, when they say free, some volunteers get larger stipends than others.
They do so in their public pronouncements and especially during union negotiations. They love to have press conferences and hand out heroism awards to their fellow union members. And they often tell me it's thanks to them that I'm safe to enjoy my life. During negotiations, firefighters and police routinely invoke the memory of 9/11 for their own personal gain. I remember when Laguna Beach, California firefighters, who have a cushy gig on the Southern California coast, plastered photos of 9/11 all over a fire truck as they lobbied for higher pay during their dispute with the city manager. In the California legislature this year, Democratic leaders have pushed ahead quietly legislation that would have declared that any retired cop or firefighter, no matter how old, would be presumed to have died of a work-related injury if he or she died from some common ailment, such as blood disorders, heart disease, or cancer.
Wow.
That would drive the numbers up, huh?
Yep. The purpose was to give huge payouts to their survivors. The bill was softened, then vetoed, but it shows the lengths to which the unions will go to play the hero card for self-enrichment. A few years ago, I wrote about a bill that would have exempted firefighters from criminal negligence for on-the-job behavior. It, too, died, but there's no special protection that these heroes won't seek. Police unions lobby to assure that even the most abusive among them don't have to suffer any penalties, even in instances where they shoot unarmed members of the public in the back. Heroes are people who display great courage and selflessness to protect others. Here, we see people who are extremely well paid for services that entail only modest risk, and then rig the legal system so there's no accountability if they misbehave. They increasingly follow bureaucratic rules designed to protect officer safety, assuring in essence that they are forced to endure virtually zero risk during their workday. Is that heroism? In 2011, Alameda, California firefighters stood around and let a man drown to death. They said they couldn't go into the 60-degree San Francisco Bay water because they didn't have the proper cold water training. Now, up here in New Hampshire, the water gets a lot colder than 60 degrees, and some of these fire departments are really proud of the fact that they've got these, you know, deep water teams, and they work really hard. Yeah.
They work really hard.
Cold water training and things like that. But 60-degree water? Are you kidding me?
That's bikini water.
Well,
come on, Mark.
So you're going to die in a bikini out there. I wonder how far this guy was out. I mean, I can't imagine. The thing is that what I don't understand about this particular statement, all of this up to this point I've been on board with. But what I have found generally in fire departments is people who are willing to take risks where they shouldn't in order to save other people. People who run to trouble, not away. And you don't find, like, I don't find people that speak like that, that act like that on my fire department. Now, some of them will, they feel their age and they'll send a younger guy in to do something, but that's the worst that I have seen. No, those aren't the people that I've had experience
and
with.
And I believe you, but a well-paid bureaucrat's not going to want to put his position on the line.
Generally, it's a certain personality type that's drawn. I'm surprised at that particular statement.
855 453. A little bit more from Stephen Greenhut. Your calls and thoughts, if you make them. You may bring up whatever you want. Of course, it is Free Talk Live. And you can also connect to us on Skype at lrn.fm. Dial in toll free, 855-450-FREE. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky. Well, we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want. Do it toll free. 855-450-FREE. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and get interactive there. Lots of different features. We give them all the way to you. So enjoy at freetalklive.com. And if you would like to support the show, one of the things you can do is promote Free Talk Live. And one of the most effective ways to do that is by sharing Free Talk Live on your Facebook or Twitter or whatever your preferred social network is. Let your friends and family know that you enjoy this program. Maybe some other people that you know would also enjoy it. But they won't know about it until you tell them about it, and that can be something that makes a difference. Plus, if you go to promote.freetalklive.com, there's some other suggested things you can do there to help get Free Talk Live into more ears, including get a free bumper sticker. The instructions are there on promote.freetalklive.com as to how to do that. Stephen Greenhut over at lewrockwell.com is writing about this idea that the police and the firefighters in America are somehow putting their lives on the line every day. Well, maybe they are, but about as much as every cashier in America is, according to at least firefighters, yeah, according to the statistics.
Right. Police officers have a more dangerous job. I don't know how far more, but I know that it's a more dangerous job. But
yeah, they get in more car wrecks.
Let's point out that they have the way that the numbers are tallied is different.
It's not fair.
Right. So I mean, when you think about these numbers. Police officers killed in the line of duty, well, they were in an accident that was their fault, probably shouldn't be counted. Police officers that have, say, a heart attack, well, they're, you know, on the job or, you know,
apparently after 3 hours afterwards.
It's some number. No, you're counting. I just used 3 hours as an example. I think it's 12.
Oh, wow.
You know, I can.
So they go home, choke on their dinner,
And it's called in the line of duty. So
ridiculous.
I don't think that this is counted in the same way as it is counted for other jobs. And it drives up the numbers. I don't think police officers would be in the top 10. Sometimes they're in the top 10. They wouldn't be competing with jobs like farmers, fishermen, truck drivers, taxi cab drivers, people who really do have dangerous jobs.
According to this, there was a list that looked at the data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics over a longer period than just a year. And they say that the top 10, the cops don't crack the top 10.
Yeah. I can tell you, being a firefighter and having been in situations where, you know, I thought it was really kind of sketchy, something that I felt like I had to do, I can see where somebody says that you put your life on the line, but we're told over and over again, I had a situation where I thought I should go in and save this guy from what looked to be a car that was on fire. In fact, it was steam coming from the radiator. That was right next to a bunch of gasoline pumps.
Oh, yeah.
As I'm decided, well, I guess I'm going to do this, the police chief pulls in and says, Mark, you get back here. You're not going to go in there by yourself. You know, that's my very best New England, Western New England accent. But, he sounds very indigenous. And we waited another 2 or 3 minutes while the rest of the folks showed up. And then, I had some more help other than just me going over there. And it's probably best that
you needed
that's the
case. He's a pretty big guy, right?
Yeah, he was about 270.
Let's go to the phones. Bob's on the line in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nemi, and Mark.
Yes, I'd just like to give you some input on the fire department, Sarasota, Florida.
Sarasota, how about that? Is that where you're calling from tonight?
That's where I'm calling from.
Are you listening to WSRQ?
Most definitely.
Okay, great, because it said tell me where you're listening. That's great to know. We're actually going to be down there next month doing our show live from their studios. Anyway, go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I often wondered. I probably held one of the most dangerous jobs ever. I worked on the flight deck of an aircraft carrier.
Okay. That isn't going to be counted in these numbers because it's not considered a domestic job.
Uh-huh. And I was actually on a crash crew on a flight deck over an aircraft carrier.
I have heard that is the most dangerous job on an aircraft carrier, right?
Right, most definitely. I have quite a bit of experience with equipment, and it's amazing what they do here in Sarasota, and I just laugh at it. All these trucks got custom wheels on it. The lettering on the truck is 24-karat gold leaf. I mean, how much extra money is on these trucks? I mean, what happened to the wheels that came with that truck?
They just left them there and sent it off to another department.
Yeah, so much money. And then you always see the fire truck and ambulance going down the street together to a scene of an accident or a call.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes dinner time, they're by themselves with ambulance at Publix or somewhere getting groceries. I can't believe they would split the team up,
You'd think that they could just send one vehicle that would have enough equipment, Get a bigger vehicle or something. I don't know. Why have two with two crew?
Yeah, right, exactly. So why would you send the ambulance just to go get dinner when they separate the team? I can't believe that they would do that.
Because they've got the money. I mean, it's not like they have to care about their budgets. The more they spend every year, the more they get the next year, and so they have no incentive to conserve.
That's exactly. I worked for the Postal Service for 20 years. That's what they do. They shut down the biggest plant we have in Sarasota, Florida here. It started out with 900 employees. They're down to 100 people. They closed the building down, but they're going to hang around for a year and just draw pay. The government spends every penny they get, and if they don't spend it all this year, they're not going to get more next year.
Yep, that's how it works.
That's often how it works with government bureaucracies.
Bob, thanks for sharing your story. Any other observations?
Oh, that should do it for tonight. I appreciate it. You guys are doing a good job. I appreciate it.
Thanks, man. Appreciate the call down there. Enjoy the weather. Have a good
night.
855 450 free. It's our
don't
hometown.
Slip on the ice, buddy.
855 450 free. A little bit more from Stephen Greenhut over at Lou Rockwell on this topic. He points out that in 2011, as we mentioned, Alameda, California firefighters stood around and let a man drown to death. Said they couldn't go into the 60-degree San Francisco Bay water because they didn't have the proper cold water training. Many believe they were selfishly withholding their services as a way to make a point about proposed budget cutbacks. When asked by a local television station whether he would go into the water and save a drowning child, Division Chief Ricky Zombach said, "Well, if I was off duty, I would know what I would do. But I think you're asking me my on-duty response, and I would have to stay within our policies and procedures because that's what's required by our department to do."
Yeah, I think that's just disgusting.
Is this the answer of a hero or of a bureaucrat? My first Lou Rockwell article was about a similar event in Philadelphia, where police and firefighters stood around eating and joking as a suicidal man jumped into the water.
Right.
Despite the assembled minions of well-paid, uniformed government workers, it took some unpaid bystanders to risk their lives and try to save the jumper.
Yep, I remember reading about that.
You know, if somebody wants to jump, how excited am I supposed to get about it?
I understand what you're saying about that, Mark, but somebody stepped in, and it wasn't the government bureaucrats.
Okay.
Well, again, it comes down to the question before the suicidal person was, would you jump in for a kid? I mean, there's no question.
Right. Well, that first answer makes him look really bad.
Right,
I just
exactly.
think that the guy softens the point when he includes this second point. He should have just left it out of the story.
I'm not sure that for everybody it does make a difference. You know, I think that if... I see someone who's in trouble. I mean, certainly I've seen car accidents before, and like you were saying earlier, Mark, you're either someone who runs away or you run to it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a person who runs to it, you run to it. It's not about money. It's not about some stupid union thing. It's about you
what you're driven to do.
What you're driven to do and what your beliefs are. You know?
Unfortunately, the public seems to buy this nonsense. When I was on the Stossel show during discussing such issues, a California union spokesman, Dave Lowe, argued that cops and firefighters receive big pensions because they die soon after retirement. But fortunately, I had already done the research. According to the union-controlled California Public Employees Retirement System, police are the longest-living public employee category, followed closely by firefighters. So that means they live longer than tax collectors. They live longer than...
And they work for 20 years in some cases, and then, you know, then they retire. So, I mean, you know, it's... It, oftentimes you'll see people do two of these careers.
Yep.
They'll do the military for 20 years, do the police for 20 years,
and get two pensions.
Retire with two big, fat pensions. The police, what they'll often do is they'll get some kind of aggregation the last 3 years or something, like they'll get like 80% of the last 3 years. So the union knows that, and the police, you know, the police chiefs know that, and so they'll assign them more overtime in those last 3 years, so they get assigned,
milk it.
They get paid overtime for being retired and being the longest lived people. Government bureaucrats.
They live well into their 80s, enjoying those millionaires' pensions that their unions have secured for them. Enough is enough, says Greenhut. Police and firefighters work in professions that are not particularly dangerous, and they live longer lives than most people. Most of this work can be replaced by the private sector, and there are no categories of hero. Individuals in all professions and all walks of life engage in heroic acts. The truth will set us free and might just lighten our tax burden also. But unfortunately, Steve Greenhut, it sounds like you live in California. And, sorry, there's about zero chance that you're ever going to have any kind of implementation of reducing the pensions or reducing the pay of the firemen and police. Heck, that's going to be a tall task even here in New Hampshire, simply because they have such a great PR scheme. I mean, there's great PR for being police and firemen. And anybody that comes out against them is seen as an enemy of society.
Yeah, right. You hate everything.
Good. But if you get together with other people who have similar viewpoints, maybe you'd have a better chance. You should go and join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. And we'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.